The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst. And putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a line from the scriptures that'll make you sit up and take notice on a Tuesday morning. Adulterers, St. James says here in the first reading. Adulterers, don't you know that to be a lover of the world means enmity with God? Now, when St. James speaks of adultery here, he's not talking about the sin of adultery, but rather the sin of a misplaced love. Because St. James knew his audience. And he knew that everybody hearing him would be familiar with the Old Testament idea that the soul is the spouse of God. And what is adultery but misplaced love? Love stolen from the one it should be given to and given to another. And here's St. James saying that all of your love for the things of the world, power, possessions, money, honors, all the things that are passing away, these things are like adultery, love stolen from God, kind of idolatry. That's the same sin that the apostles are guilty of here in the gospel. Jesus has just finished being transfigured on Mount Tabor in glory. And then he came down the mountain, he worked a magnificent miracle. All kinds of crowds are talking about him. People are following him. And the apostles turn to one another and they say, "Boy, we really got on the ground floor with this one, because this star is rising and we're going up with him. Boy, what a golden opportunity we got in getting in quick with this rising star." And Jesus reprimands his apostles and reminds them that he's come to suffer and to die, to give his life as a ransom for many. 3 times this happens in the scriptures. Jesus predicts that he has come to offer his life in sacrifice to save others, and the apostles never understand. They say, "Why can't he just be a great rabbi? Why can't he just be a great leader? Why can't he just win over the crowds with the persuasive force of his dissertation and die at a golden old age?" They don't understand, and we don't understand either. But our Lord has told us he came to give his life in sacrifice, and as it is for the master, so it will be for the follower as well. And the honest truth is that God allows much of what he allows to happen in our lives for the purpose of purifying our love, of making our hearts belong entirely to the Lord, of ending that spiritual adultery, so to speak. I heard this phrased in a way recently that really made me sit up and take notice. The question really was put like this: why do the friends of God suffer so much, while those who don't seem to care a nickel about God seem to prosper and do so well? And the answer was, that's because God gives his friends the very greatest gifts in all the universe. Gifts that last forever. Gifts that will never pass away. Like vibrant faith and contagious hope and perfect charity, even though these gifts come in very distressing packages. Whereas to those who will not accept God's friendship, he gives them the best gifts they'll accept, even though they are essentially worthless, things which must be surrendered in death, things like possessions and honors and titles and the like. It's the best you can possibly give them. It's all they'll take. But it's very distressing for us. We need to remember that in all the things that our Lord is allowing, he's purifying our love to give us the greatest gifts that he possibly can give. It's actually part of the life of the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Rita. I'll tell you just really briefly about her. Saint Rita suffered terribly, as so many of the friends of God often do. The only thing Saint Rita wanted was to become a religious sister, but her parents wouldn't allow it, right? So they had her married off to a man she didn't love. Turned out to be a very bad man. A man so bad that he managed to get himself killed in a street brawl. And her two sons were going to take revenge. They were going to plot a revenge murder for what happened to their dad. And you thought you had trouble with your kids, right? So Saint Rita, she prays to God, said, "Please spare my children of committing this mortal sin. Do whatever you have to do to stop it from happening." And so her two kids, on the night before they're going to carry out the crime, they get sick with dysentery. Which just goes to show that God, not only does God answer prayers, but he also has a sense of humor. Okay? But she suffered terribly, and later in her life, you know, the only thing she ever wanted to do was to become a nun, but they wouldn't accept her in the convent because she was advanced in years, and tried again and again and again, and finally at the end of her life, they let her in the convent. And St. Rita's like our own St. Jude. She's known as one of the patron saints of impossible causes. But if you ever ask yourself the question why people like St. Rita must suffer so greatly, or you for that matter, just remember, it's to give you the most perfect gifts and to make your heart eternally his that our Lord has allowed into your life, the things that he has. Stand fast in faith and persevere. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Rita of Cascia, pray for us.